Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network. All right, thank you, Mr. Producer. Guys, I got a great show coming up here. You guys know Dr. Mary Oz. She is the creator and the owner at Radical Change Coaching Academy. And Dr. Mary Oz has brought on some of her terrific team. She brought on some other coaches, and she's located right here on the island. And what they want to do is they created a life-lasting foundation for the big changes in people's lives. Like her entire team has taken the same journey of self-discovery and commitment to help people. Dr. Mary Oz goes out and she speaks all over the place, and she like handpicks this team that she put together at Radical Change Coaching Academy, and each one is just as effective as the next. So, guys, with no further ado, I would like to bring in Dr. Mary Oz. Hey, Doctor, what's going on today?
Hey, Casey.
Hey.
How much? I'm good. I'm excited. I'm going away next week, so I'm super excited. Wrapping up a lot of things, but happy to be here with you today.
Oh, I always love when you come on. Are you doing a speaking gig? Because I know you do a bunch of those. People have you in high demand.
I'll be honest with you. I'm doing a relaxing week in Costa Rica.
Look at you.
Fishing.
Nice.
Doing some deep sea fishing. So.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I hear you have another surprise for us today, but before you give us the surprise, can you kind of just fill in the blanks? I mean, I was telling people a little bit about the Academy, but can you tell us more about yourself and Radical Change, and then maybe prize you got for us today?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I was listening to you talk about what we do, and this morning I was just, I don't know why I woke up with this thought on my mind. I was like, oh, maybe I'll share that on the radio show, because it's the podcast today. It's a really good way to describe what we do, which is we, all of the Radical Change coaches and therapists, we're in the business of helping others be happier, healthier, and emotionally stronger. Mm. And really what we do is when we work with you, we teach some self-awareness and life skills, tools, that help you be more resourceful than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited to share with you today. We have Alana Garone,
all right,
who is both a therapist and a coach. And she is one of my strongest therapists and coaches that helps me really create this big foundation of change for people. So that we don't want to make little changes, we want to make big changes, and we want to make life-lasting changes. So I know when I send someone to her, some amazing work is really getting done. And what I love the most about Alana is she's very warm, very friendly. She's a great listener. She's a lot like me. She likes to follow a rule. You know, she's not a rule breaker. She likes to do things right. And she just really has a heart of gold, and she loves helping people. So let me introduce you to therapist and coach Alana Garone.
Alana, all right, great. Hey, so tell me a little bit about yourself, Alana, and about the work you do with Dr. Mary Oz.
I'm so happy to be here today, and so I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and when I met Dr. Mary, I was a few years into my career as a social worker. I had gotten my master's, and I had a few years' experience in the field, but I was really looking to take my clinical skills to the next level, and I had this opportunity to work with Dr. Mary and to train with her. And I really learned so much from her. I really appreciate the tools that I have learned and the foundation that has really helped me to work with my clients and help them, like Dr. Mary said, make real lasting change in their life.
Dr. Mary Oz, what was it? First of all, how did you guys meet, and how did you get her on the team?
Actually, so Alana has a different story than some of the other coaches have shared. And if I remember correctly, Alana and I both have studied under a woman named Christy Whitman, who is a teacher of the law of attraction and a coach as well. And I put out like an ad that I was looking for a social worker to train and work under me on a Facebook social work group. And I believe Alana responded to that aired. She came in. She did an interview. I instantly fell in love with her. She's just an amazing young lady. And then we found out that we had this Christy Whitman course in common. We had both completed it. And, you know, I invited her to be part of the team. The interview went exceptionally well. And she's been with us ever since then.
Yeah, I heard that Alana was like a law of attraction expert.
Yeah.
Is that true, Alana?
Yes, I would say that. I've done a lot of studying with the law of attraction and sort of had a, like Dr. Mary said, we had done a similar course where we learned about the law of attraction and also some of the other laws. And I really have to say with the work that the training that I've had with Dr. Mary has really amplified my law of attraction skills because one of the things I've taken away from my work is that you have to heal first and then apply the law of attraction. And with the work that we're doing at Radical Change, it really helps us to do that healing work.
Gotcha. Coach Alana, can you just refresh the audience in case they don't know what the law of attraction is about? And then can you maybe share if you've manifested anything in your own life to kind of personalize it a little bit, if you don't mind?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So the law of attraction is one of actually a few different laws. So the law of attraction is really just the idea that like attracts like. So if we are thinking a certain way that we're going to attract those experiences or reflections of those thoughts into our life. But that's just one law. So there are some other laws as well. A lot of times people say, oh, yeah, you know, I tried the law of attraction. It doesn't work for me. And sometimes the reason for that is just because they're not including some of the other, they might not know about some of the other laws to work with. And fortunately, I've over the past year has really been a big year for manifesting for myself personally. I did manifest a new job that I'm really happy with, and it really checked all of the boxes that I was looking for. My first home, so I'm a first-time home buyer.
Awesome.
And it was very challenging as a first-time home buyer with the current market, but I think the energy work and the love attraction work really helped me to purchase my first home. And I also manifested a dog. So I'm a huge animal lover. I love animals and pets. And before I bought my house, where I was living in an apartment, we weren't allowed to have pets. So that was really hard for me. But then once I got the house, the next thing to manifest was the dog. And so she came soon after that.
Cool. Hey, Dr. Mary Oz. Do you think that you were using the law of attraction to find a great coach in Coach
Alana? I do. You know, actually, it's funny you asked that question, Casey, because I really do believe that when we have positive thoughts and positive feelings about a particular subject, like when I'm looking for those coaches to be on my team, we can attract really healthy, good, solid people into our lives when we're really aware of how to use the law of attraction in a way that works. So absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm going to ask both of you guys this question. There's something I heard that's called the four must laws. Does anybody want to take that one?
What about if I share the four must laws, and then Alana, maybe you can share how you applied the four must
Perfect.
Laws in your life. Would that be okay?
Perfect. Alana? That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the four must laws are, yes, Alan is perfectly, she said it perfectly. We teach heal first and then focus on the four must laws. So heal within first, and then the first law is the law of attraction that we focus on. And then the second one is called the law of deliberate intent, where you have to know what you want. Just like when you get in a car, you have to know where you're going,
mm-hmm.
right? So if you want to attract these good things into your life, you have to be really clear on what you want. And then the third one is where most people fall off the wagon, so to speak, with the law of attraction. It's called the law of allowing. And once you've established what you want and the law of attraction is real and there's a way to use it positively in your life, you actually have to feel worthy and deserving to allow what you want to come to you. And then the fourth one is probably one of the trickiest ones as well, which is called the law of detachment. So whenever we're trying to use the law of attraction to attract something to our life, and we're coming from a desperate mode or a mode of like, I got to have this now,
mm-hmm.
or I got to have this the way I want it to come to me, we tend to keep it far away from us. So those were the four must laws that Alana was introduced to in mm-hmm. our program.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, Alana, can you give me your thoughts on it's a lot to unpack there, but let me get your reaction to when you first were taught these laws and you were introduced to them. Yeah.
Yep. Related to the law of attraction. Yep.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Casey. There's so much to unpack here, and there's so much that I think is part of the manifesting process. And I think we've probably all heard at one time or the other, to think positively and to think what you like. And that's, I think, one piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other piece has really helped me to go a lot deeper. So like Dr. Mayer was describing, like being really clear about what you want. Like, what would that look like? What would that feel like in your life? The allowing piece was very big for me, just really getting into a true place of feeling worthy of what I wanted and really believing that I was worthy of having those things in my life. And then the detachment piece, like Dr. Mary said, it's tricky. I think we oftentimes might want to control things, or we feel like we have to force it. And, of course, we have to take the action to kind of bring things into our life or to meet our goals. But when we can trust that it's going to happen, and maybe it's going to happen in a different way that we can picture, maybe even in a better way than we can picture, I think that helped with my manifesting this year, just really that trust and believing that it could happen even if I didn't know exactly how it was going to happen.
Gotcha. Now, did you guys say the last one was the law of
detachment?
Detachment. Does that have anything to do with letting go of, the things in our lives that, we know aren't good for us, or whether it be a relationship or, food or something like that? Let me, Dr. Mary Oz. Does that have anything to do with that? Does that fit in there?
I would actually call that like a blocker. So the law of working on the law of detachment could really just be about letting go of the anxiety. Like, what if the law of attraction doesn't work for me? Or what if I'm not doing it right? Or if I want it too badly? Or, perhaps I know my parents won't be happy or my lover won't be happy if I'm more successful in life, right? So absolutely another person. Expectations, connection, or energy could affect that.
Gotcha. Now,
great question, Casey. Are you sure you're not ready to be on the team yet?
Well, I've learned a lot from you and your coaches that you bring on. I mean, you really put together a good team, and I can see.
Thank you.
Now, would you say that this is more of the therapy side of what you guys do, Dr. Mary?
So the beautiful thing is that Alana really is 100% equipped to do both, right? So
mm-hmm.
She is a licensed, certified social worker, which is the highest degree you need to be in private practice and help people and collect insurance. So the beauty for Alana is she can allow people to go through insurance for her, where in the coaching world we don't do that. But I also want to give a shout-out to Alana, because anyone who has the degree, licensed, certified social worker, you've jumped through a lot of hoops. You've gone and got a bachelor's, you've gone and got a master's, you've had to pass the test. After you pass the test, you have to put in, I think it's 3 years, maybe like $2,000 or $3,000 under somebody with supervision. Then you have to pass another test.
Wow.
And even when you get to that point and you go into private practice, there's something called an R number that could take 3 to 6 years to get. So
Wow. There's
a lot more.
Yeah, well, Coach Alana, let me ask you. I mean, obviously this was as Dr. Mary was saying, this didn't happen overnight. You obviously have a passion to help people. Were you always the person that knew that they were going to help people, and that was going to be, kind of your purpose? Because obviously that's what you guys are doing. Coach Alana, let me ask you, is that what you thought that was going to happen?
So I think I've always been a people person, and I've always cared very deeply for others and wanted to help. I didn't know off the bat that I wanted to do that professionally. The undergrad education that I got was in a different field, and then after a few years of that, that's when I decided to go back to get my master's in social work and really make that change professionally. So it was a process. I didn't know, off the bat that was what I wanted to do, but as Dr. Mary has said, it's been quite the journey, and it will continue. With, I think, being in this field, for one of the things to be an effective therapist that you need is to do continuing education and to keep learning. So it definitely is a field where there is always more to learn, and the learning is ongoing.
Gotcha. And I always love to ask this question to people. Do you can you remember your first client, the first person that you had helped privately?
I do. Yes. So I'm thinking of a first client that I had, and probably one of my first my first internship when I was in school, and it was definitely something I'll never forget. One of those things that just stick with you. And I was very nervous, I would say. I had a lot of nervousness about it.
Well, hey, guys, we're going to come back, visit more with Dr. Mary Oz, and we're going to learn more about Coach Alana and more about the Radical Change Coaching Academy. And right before the break, Dr. Mary Oz, can you tell people how to get a hold of you? And then I'll ask Coach Alana the same.
Sure. You can give our main office a call at 631-650-5580. Or you can visit our website at DR for Dr. DR Mary, MaryOz.com. DrMaryOz.com.
Okay, and Coach Alana, how do people get a hold of you, or they call the office with Dr. Mary?
Yeah, calling the office and reaching Dr. Mary would be great. That's the best way to get in touch
awesome.
With me.
Awesome, perfect. Guys, we got a bunch of questions for both of you. I see them coming in here on instant feedback. And guys, stay right there. We're going to be right back with Dr. Mary Oz and Coach Alana. Stay right there.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dashboard light problems? We can help. Our free Fix Finder service can read your check engine light, ABS light, and service indicator light, and give you possible solutions, verified by licensed technicians. You'll even get detailed results sent straight to your email so you have them when you need it most. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes. The free Fix Finder service, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
More details at AutoZone.com.
Time before AT&T Fiber Internet.
Shame, shame, shame.
What did you do, love?
I ran out of internet data.
And they're making you shame walk.
No, it's just how I feel. Shame, shame.
In the time after AT&T Fiber Internet.
Nice to have unlimited internet data, right?
Right.
The dawn of a better internet era with AT&T Fiber.
Limited availability in select areas. Check eligibility at att.com/get fiber. Restrictions apply.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Mary Oz Show with a special guest today, Coach Alana. Welcome back, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, so you guys got a bunch of questions from the audience here on Instant Feedback, but I would like to ask Coach Alana before we take those questions, can you tell me how Radical Change Coaching Academy changed your life, if you don't mind?
Absolutely. That's such a great question. It's hard to, I think, pinpoint it down to a couple of sentences because it's changed my life in such a big way. Mm-hmm. But I would say confidence has been a huge takeaway for me from my experience with Radical Change, both professionally and personally. Professionally, I've gotten very practical training from Dr. Mary, as well as opportunity to practice. We have different hot seat coaching sessions that really put me on the spot to give me that experience, and I found that really has helped me to feel more confident in sessions with clients. And personally, it's really changed my relationships with other people. I think I can understand myself on a much deeper level, and the people in my life on a much deeper level, so that I can tap into a greater acceptance of the people in my life and the differences between us.
Wow, that's something special you got going over there, Dr. Mary.
Thank you.
Pretty
Thank
awesome. You. Well, audience got a bunch of questions, so let me start with Barbara in Long Island, right on the island. This is for Dr. Mary Oz. We've heard about so many of your great coaches. Does there come a point where regular coaching is less effective and therapy is better?
You know, I don't see it that way. So that's a great question, Barbara. And I really think it depends on if you have a social worker who knows what they're doing and is very effective in delivering results, you're going to have a wonderful counseling experience. If you have a coach who really knows what they're doing, you're going to have a wonderful coaching experience. And what I love about my team is whether you're a therapist alone, a coach alone, or both, we just make sure that you are results-oriented, with whatever you are doing to help your clients by using a particular system and a particular set of tools. So I really can't say one's more effective than the other. It depends who's sitting in the chair helping. And again, we've talked about this before. Usually therapy, we're resolving problems. And in the coaching world, we're reaching goals or improving life. That's not to say we can't resolve someone's problem and help them improve their life at the same time. But most of the time when someone seeks therapy, they're either in pain or distress.
Mm-hmm.
That's not always true in coaching.
Okay. Gotcha. Hey, thanks, Barbara. Here's a question. This is Brian in New Jersey wants to ask Coach Alana, is it enough to feel positive energy within ourselves, or does it have to be expressed to attract more positive things?
That's an interesting question. I think we can only look at what we can control. So I would say if tapping into that feeling is what we can do, then I would say yes. Like, you know, look at what we can feel, tap into the emotion. That's going to help with the law of attraction and the manifestation. And then expressing, I think, can sometimes reinforce that. So, like, for example, if we want to attract something like love into our life, we can feel that love on the inside of us. And then also maybe expressing that love, as long as it's in a healthy way, I think that does build. I think both are important with the manifesting process.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. And Tina in Minneapolis wants to ask both of you, do you believe in chance events, or does everything happen for a reason? Let me go to Dr. Mary Oz with this one.
Do I believe in chance events, or does everything happen for a reason? You know, I guess I kind of believe in both. I mean, I do believe that things happen because they're supposed to happen, and the more our energy is aligned with goodness and opportunities, the more goodness and opportunity comes our way. But, you know, we've talked on this show, like, the synchronicity of how did I meet Craig on that event, right?
Right.
So, you know, I didn't ask for that or plan that, and I think we were supposed to meet, and Coach Craig is such a critical part of our team.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I believe in both, actually. I don't think they oppose each other necessarily.
Gotcha. Coach Alana, you got thoughts on that one?
Dr. Mary, I think both, and I think it also comes down to, like, our individual beliefs. So if we believe that everything happens for a reason, we have a true belief in that, then I think that's how our experience is going to be. Or if we believe in, you know, in chance events, I think that the personal belief has a lot to do with
gotcha.
It as well.
Gotcha. All right, thanks, Tina. Here's Coach Alana from Crystal in Pittsburgh. Does the law of attraction apply to dating as well? Can we attract a bad mate if we are negative about ourselves?
The hard truth is yes. The hard truth to face is that whatever is going on inside of us can absolutely affect the people that we attract into our lives. And I think the better we feel about ourselves and the healthier that we are inside, the more we'll see that reflected in the relationships or maybe the dating experiences that we have on the outside.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
hey,
if I could just jump in.
Please, doctor.
So, yeah, you know, I always think ideal self, ideal love, right? So when you feel really good about who you are and you want healthy love and you know what healthy love is, then you can attract healthy love and attract a healthy person and have an amazing relationship. So there are lots of times where people have to work on self first before they attract that soulmate that's amazing. And sometimes they really have to do some really deep healing or deep inner child healing that comes from when they're really young.
Mm. Yeah, it makes sense. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming on today. We're out of time here, but I want to thank you. I want to thank everyone who wrote in with your questions, and I want to thank Coach Alana. Coach Alana, it was a pleasure to meet you, and thanks for spending time with us. Do you have any anything you want to leave the audience with before I give the last word to Dr. Mary?
Thank you for having me today. It was really a pleasure being here. And just for the audience, if you're experiencing any pain, or if you do want to explore, you know, something within you, get some coaching, just know that help is available and that you never have to, you know, suffer on your own.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach Alana. Dr. Mary Oz, you got the final say here.
Yeah, just again to reiterate what Coach Alana said, we are in the business of helping others be happier, healthier, and emotionally stronger. And I think you heard that in Alana's story today, whether it's therapy, coaching, or we're going to help you with the four must laws. So if you're interested in stuff like that, we're here, and all you have to do is give us a call at 631-650-5580, or you can visit us at drmaryoz.com.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys, and we'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her, just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.